Hi, this is Randy Atkins, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. Research in biology has undergone a major transformation in the last 10 to 15 years. Three powerful innovations, recombinant DNA, new instrumentation, and the digital revolution have combined to make biomedical research more quantitative and more closely connected to concepts in the physical, mathematical, and information sciences. Researchers who once dedicated their lives to the study of a single gene can now use sophisticated instrumentation and computer analysis to study the complex interactions of the more than 30,000 genes that make up the human genome. In contrast, undergraduate biology education is still geared to the biology of the past. Although most colleges and universities require biology majors to enroll in courses in math, chemistry, and physics, these subjects are not well integrated into biology courses. Furthermore, most courses, especially those for first-year students, are still primarily lecture-based and do not convey the exciting reality of biology today. What qualifications should a graduating biology major possess? What are the fundamental concepts of mathematics, chemistry, physics, computer science, and engineering that will assist students in making interdisciplinary connections? How can universities implement new programs, and what institutional barriers must be overcome? The National Academy's report, Bio 2010, Transforming Undergraduate Education for Future Research Biologists, identifies potential changes in undergraduate education designed to improve the preparation of students in the life sciences, with a particular emphasis on the education needed for future careers in biomedical research. Successful interdisciplinary teaching will require both new materials and approaches. The need for teaching materials that will inform, enlighten, and empower the next generation of researchers is crucial. New course designs and materials that encompass the highly interdisciplinary character of biology can accelerate the learning process and enable students to exercise their talents earlier in their careers. An increasing number of today's college faculty recognize the significance of incorporating inquiry-based teaching and learning into their courses. The approach helps students to learn in the same way that scientists learn through research. Scientists ask questions, make observations, take measurements, analyze data, and repeat this process in an attempt to integrate new information. Teachers can also use the approach in the classroom, labs, and in the field. A logical first step in providing interdisciplinary course material is to use modules. The use of biological examples as modules in courses on chemistry, physics, computer science, and mathematics could help make those courses more relevant to future biological research scientists. Well-chosen examples that vividly present the biological pertinence of the physical or mathematical concepts under study can help students connect material taught in different courses. A module can be presented in a single lecture or laboratory session or over several sessions. Adaptable modules for course enrichment that take full advantage of interactive computer programs and multimedia educational tools are a very attractive complementary means of strengthening undergraduate biology education. Modules have been developed and integrated into science curricula with success at some institutions, but this approach has not been widely adopted at the majority of institutions nationwide. Multiple independent groups have published modules or resources that can be used to enhance the teaching of undergraduate biology students. One group that has developed numerous modules for biology courses and laboratories is the BioQuest Curriculum Consortium. The BioQuest Library is a peer-reviewed publication of computer-based curricular materials for biology education. The current volume contains more than 75 software simulations and supporting materials from diverse areas of biology. In addition to modules, interdisciplinary lecture and seminar courses can give students a more realistic picture of how the sciences fit together. The report recommends that such courses be made available to students starting in their first year. At one end of the spectrum could be a first-year seminar with relatively few details and no prerequisites designed to whet the appetite of students who may or may not be majoring in biology. One excellent example is a first-year seminar on plagues that draws on disciplines outside the sciences. At the other end of the spectrum is a capstone course for seniors with extensive prerequisites. At intermediate levels, a variety of course plans could incorporate material from the physical sciences and the underlying mathematical concepts and skills. A possible example is a course in quantitative physiology that explores blood circulation, gas exchange in the lung, control of cell volume, electrical activity of neurons, and muscle mechanics. Laboratories can illustrate and build on the concepts covered in the classroom. Some concepts, such as error analysis, uncertainty, fluctuations, and noise, are best learned through laboratory experiences. Once students have time to examine the specimens, materials, and equipment described in class, they are better prepared to carry out experiments. Project-based laboratory work helps to stimulate student interest and participation, and is a choice arena for developing scientific writing, speaking, and presentation skills. Interdisciplinary laboratories are a promising means of strengthening the physical sciences and quantitative background of life sciences majors and of introducing biology to students majoring in other fields. Harvey Mudd College has developed an introductory lab course designed to help students understand the research approach in science and the natural relationship between biology and other sciences. The report proposes ideas for new labs in four disciplines: physics, engineering, chemistry, and genomics, using a crawl, walk, run approach that helps students progress from step-by-step instructions to guidelines and examples, and finally to finding independent solutions to open-ended questions. Many research scientists regard their undergraduate research experience as a turning point that led them to pursue research careers. By working as a partner in an active research group, undergraduates experience the rewards and frustrations of original research. Colleges and universities should strive to make opportunities for independent research available to all students. They should regard the time faculty spend mentoring students one-on-one as teaching. In spite of the overwhelmingly broad-based agreement that undergraduate research is good pedagogy, the educational value of undergraduate research for students and the impact of undergraduate research on faculty development as scholars and educators has not been assessed in a systematic and intensive way. The report calls for further study on this important topic. Assessment should be an integral part of the introduction of any new teaching approach. Many schools have trouble finding the resources to offer independent research experiences to all students. A host of infrastructure limitations, as well as an overwhelming number of biology students, can combine to limit the number of students who can have opportunities for research experiences with independent work, at least early in an undergraduate career. One way to share the excitement of biology with students is to replicate the idea of independent work within the context of courses by incorporating inquiry-based learning, project labs, and group assignments. Although these methods have been used for ages, they can be discovered as new by successive generations of teachers and students. Innovation in undergraduate biology education is constrained by medical school admission requirements and specifically by the MCAT exam. The report recommends conducting an independent review of medical school admission requirements and testing in light of the rapidly changing nature of biological research and the constant need to transform undergraduate science education. A change in the MCAT itself, or in the way it is used for medical school admissions, would allow the biology curriculum to develop in a way that is beneficial to all students, including pre-med students, instead of allowing MCAT content to dictate what all students are taught. Implementing the recommendations of this report will require significant commitment of resources, both intellectual and financial. Successful redesign of courses and curricula requires a large investment of faculty time, departmental encouragement, and significant support from the college or university administration. Creation of new interdisciplinary majors is a significant challenge, often necessitating the hiring of new faculty with experience doing interdisciplinary research and teaching interdisciplinary topics. Administrators need to recognize the time and effort required for change by encouraging faculty to take advantage of campus resources such as teaching and learning centers and computer services, and supporting them for travel to conferences, workshops, and courses that will develop their teaching. Likewise, the creation of new material will require the same commitment of funding and time. Potential formats of these needed teaching materials are diverse and complementary: printed books and guides, CDs and videos, websites, and interactive computer programs. Undergraduate biology education can be effectively transformed only through close and sustained collaboration between colleges, universities, government agencies, professional societies, and foundations. It is often assumed that once a useful pedagogical approach is identified, it will be reproducible, easy to disseminate, and simple for another faculty member to implement in his or her home institution. The reality is that in teaching, as in research, faculty need to be trained to carry out new tasks, and their efforts to do so need to be recognized. The Committee on Undergraduate Biology Education to Prepare Research Scientists for the 21st Century was chaired by Lubert Stryer of Stanford University. Bio 2010, Transforming Undergraduate Education for Future Research Biologists, is available from the National Academy Press. Call 1-800-624-6242. You can also go to the internet at www.nap.edu. My name is Randy Atkins, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have full text of more than 3,000 books and publications available to read free online. The nation turns to the National Academies for independent, objective advice on issues that affect people's lives worldwide.